The World's Women 2015 report takes a comprehensive view of the state of women's affairs globally, based on data and statistics gathered from all around the world. The report details a number of advancements made in the last 5 years, but also highlights persistent challenges. It measures progress in more than 200 different areas important for the advancement of women, including health, education, and career opportunities. Kiko Osaki-Tomita is from the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs, DESA, which authored the report. Ms. Tomita said the findings resulted in a broad picture of recent progress made on women's issues.
We found the status of women has improved in many areas that we covered in this report. But sometimes pace is very slow, and we have also seen some regional differences and discrepancies.
The report found that the lifespan of women globally has increased to 72 years of age compared to 68 years for men worldwide. The report noted a 45% decrease in maternal deaths over the last 15 years as a contributing factor. Another positive finding from the report, the number of girls in school, with the enrollment of children in primary school nearly universal. Francesca Gum from the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs says the report was based on data and statistics collected from all parts of the world and resulted in some important conclusions with regard to violence against women and girls.
We have information for 102 countries, so we can confirm that violence against women is everywhere and it's a real global concern.
The persistence of disparities between genders in the workplace was another key outcome of the report, according to Ms. Grum.
Among the women that are in the labor force, we still find them concentrated or dominating specific subsectors of the economy and working specific jobs, usually characterized by low pay and more informal working conditions.
Lenny Montiel is the UN Assistant Secretary General for Economic Development. He said the report comes at a critical time given the recent adoption of the new Global Sustainable Development Goals.
The findings of this publication will be used as a baseline against which to measure progress towards gender equality and women's empowerment over the next 15 years.
Goal 5 of the new development agenda lays out specific targets with regard to gender equality, including the need for the elimination of child marriages and improved women's access to sexual and reproductive health. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.